We have extremely local news for you now, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. From Block Club Chicago, Jen Sabella joins us. And Jen, good morning. Are they still saying that that Lake Street Bridge is going to be closed to car and pedestrian traffic for 2 years?
Good morning, Bob. Yes, they are. So if you are a commuter and you drive downtown, even if you walk downtown, expect a detour. The Lake Street Bridge is going to close for roughly 2 years due to construction. The CTA tracks along the bridge will remain in service, but the work will start October 6th. It's a 109-year-old bridge, so they do need to do some work on it, and it'll wrap up in early 2028. The Green and Pink Line service, which uses the tracks above the bridge, will continue except for a few days in 2026 and 2027.
All right, we'll keep monitoring that. I'm sure Amanda will keep us up to date on everything. In Albany Park, is there any word on what happened to that family that was detained in Millennium Park Sunday?
Yeah, so this photo of a little girl clutching her doll and crying at Millennium Park while surrounded by federal agents, it kind of went viral. People in Albany Park recognized the family. The little girl went to school with one of the moms in the area, and she kind of rallied other moms. And they were able to connect with the mother, but the entire family has been detained. The father was sent to the holding facility in Broadview. And the mom and the kids are in a room at O'Hare waiting to board a flight to a detention center in Texas. They have no criminal record. They just don't have legal status. They came to United States from Guatemala 3 years ago. So the neighbors are coming together, bringing them medicine, diapers. They were just in their shorts because they were out on a warm day in Millennium Park. So they're bringing them warm clothes because they're being kept in a room without blankets, without any essentials there, including the little kids. So it's a pretty sad situation. The neighbors are trying to find legal help for them, but really there isn't much that can be done. They were just picked up based on how they looked, because they looked Hispanic, according to Greg Bovino, the head of Border Patrol.
Very, very sad. Very hard to see those stories. And sadly, there will be more, it looks like. Also in Albany Park, this is a happier story. And I've never heard of a Silvana, but apparently it's all the rage. What is it exactly?
Yes, this is the latest Filipino food craze that's hit Chicago. All of these new Filipino spots have been popping up, and there are lines out the door. And these Silvanas are like Filipino sandwich cookies. They're kind of similar to macarons. They are made with a crunchy cashew meringue wafer and a buttercream filling, and then they're coated in cookie crumbs. They have a bunch of different flavors. They just opened the shop in Albany Park, and already it is a huge hit, and it's over at 4825 North Pulaski Road, and it's open 10 to 6 Wednesday through Sundays.
Crunchy cashew meringue wafers, buttercream filling coated in cookie crumbs. Well, it sounds good. I can see why it'd be a hit.
Yeah, can't go wrong with any of those things.
No. Let's talk about the big Block Club party, and it's coming up soon. Mark your calendar. Fill us in, Jen.
Yes, it's Saturday, October 4th. It's at Half Acre in Bowmanville over on Balmoral. It's from noon to 9 p.m. Tons of free activities for kids. There's DJs. There's the Jesse White Tumblers. There's a bouncy house. We have this Somos Artes will be there. They do great, like, kids activities, craft activities. And we'll have performances by the Wiggle Worms, so some kids' music. There's also a silent auction, and we have some really cool stuff up for auction, including an old-school payphone, like a big actual payphone that you used to see on the street if you're looking to add some vintage elements to your house. And we also have the Extra Extra Pale Ale, which is a beer brewed in collaboration Block Club and Half Acre. It's a light pale ale. It is hoppy and delicious. And you can only get it at the Block Party.
To make it even better, a dollar from every pint sold at Saturday's Block Party will be donated back to Block Club to help fund the nonprofit Neighborhood News that we need more of. So it's noon to 9, Saturday, Half Acre Beer, 2050 West Balmoral, right?
Yes, I hope to see everyone there. I'll be there all day. It'll be really fun.
BlockClubChicago.org for more on that and all the stories. Jen Sabella, thank you. Talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Bob.